Just allow me to pray for a moment. Loving God, please take what I have prepared and use it for your will. May these be your words and your message, not mine. Amen. Amen. Good morning, everybody. My name is Stephen, if we haven't met, and I'm lay pioneer for the Ely team, which mainly means I lead Christchurch, which is St. Mary's daughter church. We meet up there on Sunday afternoons. So hello. Hello. And I am a Christian, which I think is a good thing to clarify every now and again. When you become a Christian, there are lots of things that are perhaps expected of you, lots of things that you're perhaps meant to do or told you should be doing. And I wonder if it would just be easier if when you decide, yes, I'd like to be a Christian, you maybe sat down with an angel, why not, and they kind of, you know, gave you a little interview and gave you a little prep for what's about to come. So the angel might say, would it be all right if you read your Bible every day? Oh, yes, I think that might be all right. How much? Oh, just a few chapters. Oh, okay, yeah, that's all right. And we'd quite like it if you prayed. Oh, okay, yeah, I think that's all right. That seems all right. Good, great. Could you be a spirit-filled person the entire time? I mean, I'll give that a go. We'd also like you to be nice to lots of people, help old ladies cross the street, raise lots of money for charity. And committees. The church is very big on committees. Let's just look up your local church. St. Mary's Ely, okay. These are the committees that are going on at the moment. Could you choose five of them, please? That one. And I'll have the one about choosing the colour of the cups in the church rooms. That'll be perfect. I'm not totally convinced that was what Jesus meant in John 10 when he said he wanted us to live a full life. I don't think that was quite what Jesus meant. Just lives full of busyness and of doing things and running to and fro. Not a life well lived, but a life just busy and full. And I can know what the product of this is, because I didn't have a good day on Tuesday. Tuesday was not a good day for me. Someone else after the service told me that they didn't have a good day on Tuesday, so maybe it was just this Tuesday. And I had a little cry in a work meeting, but my team are very gracious, so they're lovely. And then to top it all off, there was a nail in my tyre, and I felt deflated. thank you. That was just for you. And I was exhausted. I was done. I had nothing more in me. Nothing. Done. I was one of those weak, tired, exhausted young men. I'm going to take that. And I knew I had an evening meeting, and I had to lead evening prayer worship at this evening meeting. So I went home and made myself a coffee and put on some worship music and curled up, had a cry, and just did one of those times where you just sit at the feet of your Father, God, and just gut poured and just shared everything that day that had upset me, everything that was on my mind, and everything in the previous few days that had led up to that, and just how I was feeling. And at the end of it, I felt so relieved and boosted, and with a little spring in my step, I was able to go out in the evening and lead prayer and learn something at my class that I was at that evening. And something I think we often forget is how amazing it is that we have the ear of the Creator. Like, let's not undervalue that. Let's not gloss over that. The Creator that Isaiah talks about, who has put mountains in their place and weighed them up against hills and could hold all the dust on the earth, most of it being in my house, in his hands. Yeah, I don't have much time for cleaning. But that same Creator who did all of that, who put the lakes where they're meant to be and made each and every one of us, is the same God that we can just sit with and turn to. We have his ear. That's amazing. Like, let's not forget that. That's incredible. And it's an ear that never goes away, that never gets bored, that never turns away. God doesn't lose cell reception. He doesn't turn his phone off. He is always there, and we can always talk to him. And that is something which I think is so undervalued. Many of you will know this quote by William Temple. When I pray, coincidences happen, and when I don't, they don't. And that's something we found in our Christchurch journey, in our Christchurch story, that when we have been a church that meets together to pray, things have happened. One Sunday evening, we met as a leaders team, and we were praying about money, and the next day, a check dropped through the door. Wow! But there was a term where, for reasons or another, we couldn't have our prayer breakfast, so in a way, we stopped praying together as a church. And for me, that term felt like I was running through treacle. Like everything we tried to do, just it didn't work. And I was just like, what is going on? God, you've called us here to do this, and what? But the minute we started praying again, vroom! And now I feel like Christchurch is running away and I'm struggling to keep up. And it's amazing. And maybe you found that in your life, maybe now or maybe in seasons where you've actually stopped communicating with God or you've never communicated with God and things can seem a little bit tricky. Things can seem a little bit challenging. Of course, let's not limit God's power. God can move and does move without us asking him to. Let's not limit him just to the things that we ask him for. But I know from my life that it's always better when I keep that communication channel open. And so I guess this is prayer. When I became a Christian, I thought there were certain ways you had to pray for certain hours of the day, for long periods of time, that you were a very deep, prayerful person. I'm going to disagree with that now and say that I don't care how you pray. When you do it, where you do it, or even how you do it. These last few weeks, we've been looking at love languages, and Chris has been leading us through them, and I wonder if it's time we each explored and learned about our prayer language. Some of us may, yeah, sit down and use somebody else's words, or our own words, or write, but perhaps sometimes painting, and God would know what you meant in every brushstroke and the color you chose. Or maybe just a groan. And I know that God would know what was behind that groan. He knows our innermost thoughts. He knows what's going on in here and here. So let's just tell him anyway. Let's just pour it out. But please don't just take my word for it that prayer is important, because Jesus is a bit of a fan of prayer. He does quite a lot of it. And this gospel reading we've had today from John 17 is in the last week of Jesus' life. He's entered into the city on Palm Sunday. He's had the Last Supper. And in the next chapter, he goes to the garden to be arrested. So here we have Jesus at a time when he needs strength. There is no way he is going to make it through the next days on his own. So what does he do? He prays. He goes to God, his Father, and he just asks that God will be there. And not just for him, but also for his disciples that he is leaving behind, that they too would know God with them. He's asking for that strength, which Isaiah says we can get from God. And Jesus also talked about prayer. He did a lot of praying. He prayed by himself. He prayed with his friends. And just three little prayer things that I like from God, from Jesus. Jesus said we don't need to babble like pagans. That's a nice one. And I don't often think that my prayers are coherent, let alone eloquent. I don't know if you've ever sat in a prayer meeting and people seem to be like just one-upping each other on like the intellectualness and eloquence of their prayers. First one starts, dear God, and next one's like, dear wonderful God, and then, dear wonderful amazing God, dear wonderful amazing splendid God. And before you know it, it's like an M&S advert and you're like, what are we doing? But prayers don't need to be eloquent particularly, because God knows what we mean. God would know from a groan what we were feeling. We don't need to show off about prayers. And I love the story of the persistent widow. But actually, we need to come back time and time and time again. Just keep offering the same things to him. And one of the things that I was challenged about this week was expectancy. But actually, when Jesus seems to pray, he seems to know somehow that this will happen, this might be answered. And I wonder if we've lost that. But sometimes when we pray, it's like, oh, this won't really work, but we're told we should do it. But let's be people that live in a world where actually our prayers will be answered. And let's have our eyes and hearts and ears open for where those responses are going to come from. But I'm realistic. I know we live in this now and not yet of the kingdom. Sometimes we see it, sometimes we don't. And that means sometimes, yeah, prayers get answered. Woohoo! And sometimes they don't. And that's rubbish. It's not fun at all. Sometimes, however, it means that prayers aren't answered in the way we would choose for them to be answered, or in the time span that we would choose for them to be answered in. And that's something for us each to learn. What I do think, though, is that we need to encourage each other when prayers are answered. So I'm doing mission class at the moment. I'm learning to do mission, which is quite useful, planting a church. And the guy leading the course said, when you ask someone to share their testimony, where do they go? They'll often go 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 40 years ago. How often does someone say, last week, God did this? And that's kind of sad, isn't it? That we're not sharing what God's doing in our lives right now, that the prayers that God is answering now. But those are the things that encourage us. It's a bit like TripAdvisor. If you've been to a good hotel, you're going to tell other people about that hotel, and then they're going to go. If prayer's going well and people are, and your prayer's being answered, and you tell other people about it, they might give it a go. Simple. I mean, it might be simple. So here's a little answer prayer story for me. I will lead the way. I went to a stag do a couple of weekends ago because I am a lad. That is it. I am one of the boys. And I am. And I was really nervous. I was quite scared and terrified. And this manifested itself in that my digestive system, the entire morning that I got up, was on override. Sorry about that. But I had to share the prayer. So sorry about that. And I was not very looking forward to this. I was really nervous. I was like, well, if this doesn't stop, I don't know how I'm going to do the day. And my mum and dad are Christians, and my mum just sat down with me just before I got in the car, and she went, let's pray, because my mum's a very holy person, much holier than I. And she said, right, we'll just pray. You've been to the toilet a lot this morning. Are you all right? Mum. We prayed, and the minute I got in my car, my stomach just settled and just felt so calm. And I got through the day. Matt was there, he can witness that. I did, however, learn that if you want to climb a wet, foamy inflatable, running leggings are not the thing for that. That's a little tip for you all, should you ever find yourself in that situation. So let's share when prayer is answered, because that's encouraging. We don't want to be a bad news group. We don't want to just be sharing all the gloom, but we want to share and celebrate when God does something, no matter how big or small. Every prayer, I think, is important to God. I really believe that. And therefore, every answered prayer is important to us as a community. This is one of the marvelous things about the Christian faith, that we can just talk to this creator God we have anytime, anywhere, anyhow. And that is really simple. That is. But it's magnificent, and let's not overlook it. Let's be people who keep that channel open. And yet, at times, it might get blocked, or it might feel cut off. But let's power through that and just give it a go. Let's be people that keep the God, this amazing Father, Creator God, who gives us life and strength and everything we need, looped in to what is going on in our lives. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you that we can come to you no matter how we feel, on the good days, on the bad days, in the good weeks and months and the bad weeks and months. Thank you that you take us as we are. Thank you that you do not go away, you don't tire of us, but that you welcome us with open arms every time. Help each of us find space in our lives to spend time with you in the way that we best communicate. May we be a praying people for ourselves, for our friends and family, our community, for this country and this world. In your name, amen.